This one goes out to my friend Kevin. Congratulations on your wedding, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bitch.
Well, I guess it was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, 'cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised the day I come home and found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Now listen, you ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set, then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, 'cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why didn't you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine, they give me the share. They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. Well, it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. It all down the middle, and then to give her the better half. Well, I guess it all sounds funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Hey, kid, I got the share. But I don't have to worry about toting a billfold anymore. I let my wife tote it. I'm gonna be carrying food stamps. You get it, Judge? I'm gonna be just.
Well, hell, I'm reminded each month when I send her the child support.
It's a great, great tune.
It really is. That's one of my all-time favorites. Jerry Reed, She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft. Classic.
This is Benji and Matt, Volume 2.
Hello.
This time we're in my apartment. And do you hear that? Do you hear that?
What?
Exactly. That rock cafe closed across the street, the hippie jam band bar, so I'm having a great Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Normally they'd be, like, mid-set.
How ridiculous was that place? Seriously.
It was pretty bad. But I did enjoy getting that call every Saturday. Dude, I'm sorry to bitch about it, man, but we're doing it again.
It ruined my life.
It did.
It ruined my summer.
For about 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah.
No. That shit went on from, like, March until August. Or the end of July.
Well, it just goes to show that, you know, when you get something in your head, you work hard to get it stopped.
I can achieve anything.
You can achieve anything.
Anyway. How about I play a song?
Okay, that's cool.
And
what is it? What are you going to play next?
I don't know. You want to hear Theme of Head by Head?
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, thanks. Maybe this will work. We'll see. We started that off with Head, theme of Head, Seattle band. You said your friend had a cool, saw them play.
Oh, Erzman saw them. They did some deal at some theater where they would have a band play and then show a movie. And it was Head playing, and then they showed Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School Forever with Corey Feldman?
Yes. No, the other one with, the good one with, Clint Howard.
Clint Howard, yeah. He's the best part of the movie.
Eagle Bauer.
And then, what was the second song?
Cola Jets at Sueña El Telefono. They're from, I think, Barcelona.
All right. And then that third song was The Fiends, Run Away With Me. Your band played with them back in the day?
Yeah, we played with them and the Revolvers at, G Coffee?
Oh yeah, the old, which one? The last one?
The one in Olathe.
The one on the Fae.
God, that was like a dream show though. Like now thinking back on it.
Breakups, Revolvers, The Fiends.
Yeah, that'd be a cool show to see now. At least the Revolvers and The Fiends.
I think I'd rather go see like a psychobilly band tonight in Kansas City. That sounds like more fun.
That sounds like really fun. Yeah.
Anyway. The next song is an ELO song.
Yeah, we're going to do Latitude 88 North. It goes out to Alex.
All right.
The Iceman came to me tonight. So very near, but out of sight. Such a lonely world. Shadows in the doorways. They were.
what's up. That first song was Latitude 88 North by ELO. That was an unreleased cut from apparently when they recorded Out of the Blue. For whatever reason, Jeff Lynne didn't really like it that much, so he scrapped it, and then they released it a couple of years ago on the 30th anniversary release of Out of the Blue on CD. So
it's hard to find, right?
The single? Well, they did a single. They like did like 500 copies of it on a one-sided single. It's like $150, so...
Second song was The Stalkers, Circus Baby. You turned me onto them. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Erzman played with those guys in Seattle, too.
They'll never play here.
No, probably not.
All right. And what was the last one?
That was Mocha. It's Over Now. They are from Indonesia.
It's exotic.
Ooh. Yeah, they don't sound like they're from Indonesia for some reason.
No. Well, I'm going to pick the next song, and I just kind of feel like it represents my lifestyle. I don't know. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't, but here it goes. Yeah, right, huh?
Hustler, word, I pull the trigger long. Grip my teeth, spray to every nigga's gone. Got my block sewn on my dope spots. Last thing I sweat, so suck a punk cop. Move like a king when I roll hop. You try to flex, bang, another bang. Nigga drops. You gotta deal with this, cause in the way out. Why? Cash money ain't never gonna play out. I got nothing to lose, much to gain. In my brain, I got a capitalist migraine. I gotta get paid tonight. You motherfucking right, picking my grip. Check my bitch, keep my game tight. So many hoes on my jock, think I'm a movie star. 19, I got a $50,000 car. Go to school, I ain't going for it. Kiss my ass, bust the cap on the Moet. Cause I don't wanna hear that crap. Why? I'd rather be a new jack hustler. T-L-E-R Hustler.
Yo, man, you know what I'm saying? You got it going on, my man. I like how it's going down. You got the fly cloth, the girls, the jewels. Look at that ring right there. I know it's real. It's gotta be real. Man, you the flyest nigga I've seen in my life. Yo, man, I just wanna roll with you, man. How can I be damn?
What's up? You say you wanna be down east back. A motherfucker get beat down out my face. Fool, I'm the illest, bulletproof. I die harder than Bruce Willis. Got my crew in effect, I bought them new Jags. So much cash, gotta keep it in hefty bags. All I think about is T's and G's. Imagine that, me working in Mickey D's. That's a joke, cause I'm never gonna be broke. When I die, I'll be bullets and gun smoke. You don't like my lifestyle, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm rolling with the new Jack crew. And I'm a hustler. H-U-S-T-L-E-R Hustler. New Jack 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 Hustler. Here I come, so you better break north. As I stride, my gold chains glide back and forth. I care nothing about you, and that's evident. All I love is my dope and dead president. Sound crazy? Well, it isn't. The ends justify the means, that's the system. I learned that in school, then I dropped out. Hit the street, checked the grip, and now I got clout. I had nothing, and I wanted it. You had everything, and you flaunted it. Turned the needy into the greedy. With cocaine, my success came speedy. Got me twisted, jamming to a paradox. Every dollar I get, another brother drop. Maybe that's the plan, and I don't understand. Goddamn, you got me sinking in quicksand. But since I don't know, and I ain't never learned, I gotta get paid, I got money to earn. With my posse out on the Ave, bump my sound, crack a 40 and laugh. Cool out and watch my new Benz clean. Is this a nightmare or the American dream? So think twice if you're coming down my block. You want a journey through hell? Well, shit gets hot. Pregnant teens, children scream. Life is weighed on the scales of a triple beam. You don't come here much and you better not. Wrong move. Bang! Ambulance cut. I gotta get more money than you got. So what if some motherfucker gets shot? That's how the game is played. Another brother slain, the wound is deep, but they giving us a band-aid. My education's low, but I got long going rings like a pit bull. My heart pumps nitro. Sleep on silk, lie like a politician. My ooze is my best friend, cold as a mortician. Lock me up, this genocidal catastrophe.
There'll be another one after me, a hustler. L-E-R hustler, new jack, hustler, hustler. New jack, hustler, 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 new jack, hustler. 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 Hustler.
Bye bye, I'm on standby. sé quan les coses van anar passant i amb els anys vam veure que hi havia llum més enllà, vam creure que el món era nostre i és veritat, va passar, però amics d'això no ha fet res més que començar, és hora de fer el nostre salt endavant, és l'hora de la gran revolta. Trencarem barreres, farem nostre l'horitzó.
That first song was Ice-T. That's or not. That's How I'm Living. New Jack Hustler. Do you see? Damn it! Do you see how that reminds me of me?
I can see how it could remind you of you. Yes.
Do you? How do you feel that?
It does not remind me of you. However.
All right. What was that?
Next song.
Oh, the next song was Jukebox Jive by the Rubettes. That was one of Joey Ramone's favorite bands.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they American?
No, they were British.
Yeah, that's what I said. Are they British?
Yes.
Cool. Then I'm on Standby by Granddaddy. Never a song I would have even thought I would have liked in a million years, but Mark Young put that album on my iPod, and I happened to hear it one day, and I think that song's
awesome.
Dude,
I love
awesome.
Granddaddy. They're one of my favorites ever.
And then what was that last song?
Oh, that was Guillet Milky Way. The song is Superheroes, I think, or however you say it, Spanish. He's of La Casa Azul.
Oh, okay, because you played one of their songs on the last episode.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start off the next set. This first song is going to be a Street Dog song, who we went and saw them back in May. Did you like the show?
Yeah, that was a great show, man. That was a lot of fun.
All right, here it is. It's called Ballad of Detroit.
One of these days I wanna wake up and find a new day. One of these days we need to rise up and make a new way. One of these days. One of these days. One of these days we need to rise up. One of these days.
mind. One of these days I wanna wake up and find a new day. One of these days we need to rise up and make a new way. One of these days. One of these days. One of these days we need to rise up. One of these days. When they took the jobs out of old Michigan, I'll trust the bonds and the chain, the plans, the food and the homes out of the workers' hands. Fight, fight, fight to make GM want to stay. But the labor protests, they are going away. Politicians don't have too much to say. Feel like I'm losing my mind and I'm gone. Feel like I'm losing my mind and I'm gone. Feel like I'm losing my mind. A waste of time. I'm just walking up picking bread. They used me up and threw me off the car assembly line. I got downsized and now I'm drunk about half the time. The only solace I can seem to find is inside my beer and wine. So goodbye ghost town. I still love you but I'm feeling down. So I put a for sale sign on the house. I gotta ask you why, oh why? Did you have to let Detroit die? Washington, D.C., why, oh why? Did you let Detroit die? Oh! One of these days we're gonna wake up and find a new day. One of these days we wanna wake up.
Snoring Jean through the wall. everything to peace and love in our time. Our gene, the slate is clean. I guess we're fine. Well, I don't expect a miracle. I'm not asking you to change. If you can't see.
That first song was Street Dogs, Ballad of Detroit. And what were the next two?
The next one was Travis. The song was Selfish Gene.
That's a You and My Brother Mike song.
Absolutely. That's off of, I think it's called The Boy with No Name. I don't have it. I have a CD of it burnt, but the one after that was Screeching Weasel. I'm gonna strangle you.
Yep.
That's on television. No, that's on Anthem for a New Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that record came out, I pre-ordered it from Lookout, and back in those days it was $6, postage paid. Damn. So I had my mom write a check to Lookout and mailed it in, and so when it came out, I remember getting in the mail how excited I was. So.
That's cool. Let's play a Smoking Pope song. Want to?
Yeah, let's do that.
Megan?
Yep.
All right, let's... Yeah, one up here.
Ah! Yeah!
Around, I was on the tracks when the gate came down.
Yeah, that first song we played there was Megan by the Smoking Popes, which that's where we actually met, wasn't it? At a Smoking Pope show at the Bottleneck.
Yep, 1999.
Was it? It was like a month after they played with Morrissey at, was it 99?
Yeah.
It was a couple years later then.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like October, no, it was October 99 because then we hung out that night.
No, it was. You're wrong.
I'm right. Okay, what? Go ahead.
October 99, we hung out at the replay that one night and started talking about books or something. The Smoking Pope show was earlier than that, like a year or so, because it was relatively shortly after they played with Morrissey, which was November of 97.
No.
You're positive?
Absolutely positive. That
I didn't live in Lawrence when they played at the Bottleneck, and that would have been when
99.
I lived in Lawrence.
Yes, you
I
did.
I lived in Lawrence.
That's what I'm saying.
Did I?
That's what I'm... Yes. No, dude, you moved up there in August of 99, right?
Right. Yes.
To go to school.
Yes.
And we met at the Smoking Pope show in October of 99, and then... We hung out at the replay that one night, and then there was a Halloween party, and then we fell in love.
Yeah, of course. I mean, okay, fair enough. Whatever. I was
seriously
right. Okay. Good to go. What are we playing?
Let's end with a Ramones song again. Let's make it a tradition.
Let's do it.
She's the One.
Sounds good.
You want to do? You want to do this again sometime?
Yeah. We'll see.
All right.